Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Rob and joining me is Feifei.
Hello.
Oh, bless you. Oh, are you okay? Have you got a cold?
No, not a cold. Oh, something's making me sneeze. Rob, is that a cat on your lap?
Oh, yes. Yeah, meet Tiddles. I decided to bring him to the office because he gets lonely at home on his own. Don't you, Tiddly-widdly? It's a good idea, don't you think? Feifei, you've gone all quiet. You've usually got something to say. Feifei? Can you speak? Cat got your tongue?
No, your cat hasn't got my tongue or anything else. I'm allergic to cats.
Oh dear, Feifei. But saying cat got your tongue means you're very quiet or you've got nothing to say.
Really? Well, let's hear some examples of this phrase. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? I did say we'd use up all our money on the car.
Has the cat got your tongue? You usually go on about how amazing your boyfriend is.
We split up. So, cat got your tongue is an informal question you might say to someone who isn't saying much.
Oh, I get it now. You weren't saying much because you were too busy sneezing.
No, Rob, I was angry because you know I'm allergic to cats. Don't you remember me saying that I can't be in the same room as one? Rob? What's wrong? Cat got your tongue now?
No, it appears Tiddles needed a toilet. But it's too late now. I'm all wet.
Oh, Rob, you stink. I'm off. Bye.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.